The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
And insane, huh? What is it? Minus one today?
It's so cold.
So I left 56 degree weather last night only to get to Minnesota to freeze my Easter off. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And to the right of me, in person, my pretty little princess, your pretty little princess, we know her as Stephanie Joy. Friends, check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also, check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Just uploaded tons of pictures from California. You'll see me confronting Brian Head Welch from Corn, Ronnie and Vinny Appice from and Carmen as well, from Ozzy Osbourne, from Ronnie James Dio's bands. I got some pictures with me and the drummer from Megadeth confronting these guys, folks, with the Word of God. I got some of my endorsers up there. Got some, well, just, you know, the average Joe, just like you and me. We're tracking those guys as well. Got some stuff from the Tea Parties, Bakersfield, California. Got some pictures of our friends, the Sons of Liberty, the biker gang out there. Cool guys, Christian guys, I believe.
Honey, you're jumping all over my topic.
Oh, okay. I don't mean to do that. Ooh. There's just so much to talk about.
That's
so let's
true.
Get to it. Folks, check us out online. On Facebook, namely Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E, and back to Sons of Liberty Radio. Check that out. Tons of stuff. I uploaded all of my pages, Bradley Dean personal, Bradley Dean fan page, and Sons of Liberty Radio, uploaded that page as well. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, friends, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And for the sake of time, let's just get to it. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
I noticed that you said little.
I did.
Okay, thank you.
On purpose.
I appreciate that. Woo!
Yes.
Well, the reason why that is because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And as Bradley has been saying here, he just got back from California. I must say, it's so much nicer to do the radio show in person rather than on the phone, you know, thousands of miles away.
Yeah.
I like to be able to see your face as I'm talking or going back and forth. I think it's a lot nicer that way. But you just got back from California doing tea parties, doing interviews.
Television.
Television interviews.
Went and met Ray Comfort.
That's right,
that was
Dove
a kick
TV.
In the pants. Did Dove TV. That's a branch of James Dobson's. By the way, I watched that interview last night. Hey, can we post that interview right now on Sons of Liberty Radio? Dove interview. It was a great interview. It really was.
Yeah, and you've been doing all sorts of things and stirring it up on a really good interview that you had out there with Jesse.
We're going to hit this issue today, friends. What I want to do, we're going to just hit a plethora of topics. What I want to do is I want to spend a whole hour just kind of going through and dissecting an interview I did in L.A. just last week. I want to ask the question, what are you hearing? Because I know what I'm hearing, but I want you guys, our listeners, to tell me what you're hearing throughout these interviews. And I'm going to give you that number, 1-866-233-0747. Come on, folks, let's partake. Yep, throw it out on the table. Let 53 countries and several affiliates across the United States of America hear what you have to say. 1-866-233-0747. I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag. I'm asking you the question. When we get to this interview, I want to ask you, what is it that you're hearing?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I just want to highlight a few things from California, although you've touched on some as well already. But some great pictures on Bradley Dean on Facebook and Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook.
Did you see all those cars in Bakersfield? Hey, folks, if you obey, they will come.
Oh, my goodness. So many people came to that tea party that you did. It's so exciting. And then we're looking at some pictures of you with all these bikers. Actually, you're with the Sons of Liberty bikers out there, which is kind of interesting.
Yep.
And, of course, everywhere you go, you're tracking, which you can see that also on the Facebook page. And talking about going to the NAMM show, Bradley was getting in the face of Brian Head Welch from Korn in California with the Ten Commandments and so on and so forth. And people kind of go back and forth with him. Is he a Christian? Is he not? Well, it seems like he's kind of, you know, on the pendulum swinging both ways. But also, when you were there, you were tracking Carmine, Ozzy Osbourne, and Vinny from Ronnie James Dio at the NAMM show. So we're out there, boots on the ground, doing this stuff. We're not just having talk radio and talking about how wonderful things are or what we need to be doing to make a change. We're actually going out there and making the change. You also got pictures up there with you with the endorsers out there in California with Modern Drummer. I meant to say drummer, but
yeah,
you know,
Nick Menza from Megadeth got
Nick
him.
Nick Menza, I was just going to say, and finally we have Nick Menza, the drummer for Megadeth. He was tracked too as well. And speaking of Nick Menza, you know, we've got a little, a couple little CDs ourselves called Junkyard Prophet, The Price, and also Face to Face, which is a praise and worship album, which henceforth is what we are highlighting for the last time this week. It's our Junkyard Prophet package. But Nick Menza, the former drummer for Megadeth, had this to say
about... They were all tracked, too, by the way. You're going too fast, though. I want to go back to Brian Head Welch.
Yeah, I was talking a little bit about him.
Yes, because we need to understand that he is all the way back into the world again. And herein lies the problem. Too many people, they look at these rock stars, they get saved for a minute, and then they go back. Now, if Jesus is the author of their faith, he's also going to be the finisher of their faith. And what we have here with Brian, I'd actually walked up to him, the guitar player for Korn. I'd actually walked up to him, and I tracked him with the Ten Commandments. And I wanted to let him know that it's not a game as to what he was doing. And I also wanted to let him know, friends, because he was convicted. I told him who I was and what I do. And I told him I was a drummer for Junkyard Prophet, also endorsed by some of these companies that they're endorsed by. And I just wanted to let him know that he's bringing the name of the Lord to an open shame. See, what happens, friends, is the world looks at these guys, and then they trophy them, just like they did with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is because they don't have anybody in their life that will actually get in their face and tell them the truth, they fall away because they didn't get what they wanted from God. See, what they didn't realize is that when they come to God in Jesus Christ, you're to deny yourself and take up your cross. And the Bible tells us that he that hates his life in this life will find it, but he who loves his life in this life will lose it. And see, nobody's ever told them that they that are Christ have crucified with the flesh and its lust and its affections. Nobody ever told him to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Nobody ever told him for me to live as to Christ, to die as gain. Nobody ever told him that I must decrease, that he might increase. And that's what we need to tell these people. And then we wonder why they fall away. Well, because they've never went forward, friends. See, they came to God for what they wanted, and what I wanted to do is I wanted to get to Brian Head Welch from Korn, and I wanted to let him know, and I also believe this with Glenn Beck, too, friends. The guys, now I'm not saying this to give myself credit, but what they need is they need people around them, like myself, that will give them the Word of God regardless if they like it or not, or if it offends them or not. And that's the job of the Sons of Liberty, is to tell people what the Word says, regardless if it hurts their feelings or not. Because listen, you can hang on to your feelings and you can go to hell, or you can hang on to the Word of God and go to heaven.
Amen.
Which one do you prefer? We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to talk about this. We got 2 hours today, so we're going to slow our roll just a little bit, and then we're going to get to a radio show that I was on in L.A. with Jesse Lee Peterson, and we're going to dissect it, and I want to hear what you have to say.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, holds no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear. His latest article, Get Radical with the Radicals, is a case in point, an article that makes you think.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Stephanie was just sharing with you a couple minutes ago. I was actually at the NAMM show confronting rockers. And I was confronting them because I know that, for the most part, nobody else is. And we were talking about Brian Head Welch, guitar player for Korn, who got saved and then he got unsaved again.
How does that happen?
I don't know. But I do know this, that he's bringing the name of the Lord to an open shame in front of a younger generation, and it jacks me up to no end. That's why I took the time to get to him and confront him. And we also have film. I'll post this on the Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook when we get this uploaded, which should probably be at the end of the day today sometime.
Well, I'm glad you brought clarity to that, because I was talking a little bit about it earlier in the show and saying, you know, some people say, well, isn't he saved? Is he not saved? Like, he's swinging both sides of the pendulum.
There is no both sides.
Exactly.
Yeah, either you're hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you. I'll puke you out of my mouth, said Christ in Revelations 3.
Yeah, but it is confusing, even looking at some of the comments here on Facebook. One lady says, wow. Another one's like, this guy has a cool story to tell. Then another one says, you mean Korn? Ha. And then another man said, isn't he a believer already? So one person saying he's got a cool
do
story.
Do believers serve the devil? Because you know what this guy was doing? Mm-hmm. Let's just call it for what it is. He was devil rock horning people.
Yeah.
Folks, what they do is they take their two fingers and they throw them up in the air. That's symbolic of Satan and his horns. And he wasn't rock fist, and he was devil horning is what he was doing. And when I seen it, I thought, my gosh, kid. And by the way, he's not a kid. He's a little bit behind me in age. But the first thing that went through my mind was Hebrews 6. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance. Wait, repentance means to turn away from your sin. See, and they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out where Christ is at. Now, I'm not saying that he's not in the beginning stages of Christianity. I'm not one to judge that. But I am telling you this. I have a serious problem with the man going around telling everybody how he loves Jesus, yet he doesn't obey Jesus. Now, I got a serious problem with that. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, he's a liar and the truth is not in him. Now, it also says in Isaiah 8:20, it says, those that speak not according to the law into the testimony, it says, because they have no light in them. And that's exactly what we're seeing here. So I just wanted to get in his face a little bit, love on him, tell him who I was. I tracked him, and I said, hey, okay, I did my job.
Yeah, it's interesting because it is a confusing message. I'm recalling what he had said after he, quote-unquote, got saved. He said, you know, I wanted to fall asleep because he was so miserable in his lifestyle and never wake up. And his daughter started to sing sexual lyrics to a corn song, and supposedly that's when he thought, oh, it's time to quit. I got to stop doing this. So he stops doing it for a time. I know he's got tattoos of Jesus all over him. And then he decides to go back into corn and go back to his old his vomit, really.
So the real question is, who's this confusion falling on besides his daughter?
His daughter, exactly.
That's exactly
and
right.
The young kids that are looking up to him, they think, wow, this is cool. He got saved. And I was like, wait,
what did he get saved from?
He's going back? Exactly.
He got saved to go back to his muck, his,
that's
you know.
Exactly right. He never got saved in the first
sow.
Place.
What do? They like to hang out in their what? Their mire. That's exactly right. Hey, now listen, friends. This is live radio, and so we're not taking this line upon line. We're taking this as the Holy Ghost orchestrates this show. And I got Mike from California. He is one of the Sons of Liberty. And he was one of the bikers out there. He showed up at Bakersfield, California. And I just want to take Mike on real quick and say, hey, Mike, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, sir?
I'm very good. Good afternoon. How are you folks out there in freezing cold Minnesota?
Well, I was better off in California. What do you think?
We spoiled you for a little while, didn't we?
Yes. Hey, yesterday, sorry about that. We got shut down by the hotel. I had no option, so we had to do a replay. So aside of that, Mike, I just wanted to get you on the radio really quick. I wanted to see what your feedback was. Now, I didn't ask you this when I was there. I just kept blowing the horn of the Holy Ghost is all I did. But what I wanted to do is I wanted to get you on the radio, and I want you to kind of share with our listeners as to what it was that you seen and what is it that you took home with you after you seen that tea party.
Well, I know my guys, and myself included, were really motivated. You know, some of the things you said were things that we were aware of because our organization is pro-constitution and an organization. You know, we go to different rallies and events and so forth like that to support the Constitution and the Judeo-Christian way of life that this country was founded on. But you really gave us some motivation. You made us really realize that even though we do some stuff, we're not doing enough. We need to get out there. We need to educate people. We need to show people that do believe in the Constitution that they're not alone and that they need to join with us and be more active. We're never going to stop the terrible things that are happening to this country unless we unite together, get as many people together as we possibly can.
Well,
you know, our club's motto is acta non verba, which is Latin for action, not words. and although we try to live up to it, I'm afraid we don't live up to it quite as well as you do, sir.
Well, I think that's a good point to make is with the Sons of Liberty being boots on the ground, and you said our whole motto of our show is deeds, not word. My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And when we're going out there and reaching people like yourselves, you say, well, listen, we're, you know, pro-Constitution, pro-Judeo-Christian values, but we really kind of got that extra motivation, that kind of kick in the pants we needed to go out there and say, we're doing enough, but you know what, we could be doing more. And that's what the Sons of Liberty is all about.
Hey, Mike, if I can just kind of clarify as to what you just said there, I'm not the standard. Jesus Christ is the standard. But because I see what he did for me, I'm always pressing into the kingdom of heaven because I am so thankful for what he's done for me. And when I was talking to you guys at the tea party there in Bakersfield, California, I kept telling you over and over and over again, the Jesus that's being preached in America is not the Jesus of the Bible, because if it was the Jesus of the Bible, keep in mind he was hated by the world, not loved by the world. And I know that there's still people in this country that still love the truth, the Christ for who he is, that they wouldn't want to crucify him. They'd want to stand behind him and follow in his footsteps. And I think that's what people are picking up when we leave after doing tea parties all over the country. What say you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you send a message so nice and clear to people. I mean, I don't know how anybody cannot want to get motivated from the way you portray things. And, yeah, I know it's Christ speaking through you, but he's chosen a very, very good person for the task because you play it so very well.
That's awesome.
That's very
sweet.
I'm
humbled.
Yeah.
I really, truly am. Well, Mike, you know what? I got your phone number. I want you to stay in touch. Let's see if we can't rock some other cities in California coming up this spring. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Let's do it. Okay, we'll do that. We'll stay in touch. I'll get in contact with you probably within the next week here and see what we can set up.
Fantastic. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, my friend.
And if you, for all our sons and daughters of liberty out there, if you want to see Mike's pretty little picture, go to Bradley Dean on Facebook. I'm looking at it right now. Bradley's right in the center with all these bikers.
No, right now,
Right now. Go there right now.
Like right now.
Like, drop what you're doing. Go to Facebook.
Right. That's
go to Bradley Dean.
That's what's expected.
Stop and go now.
Yeah.
But it really is a great picture. And these are guys, you know, bikers, you know, to me, bikers are these big, you know, manly guys.
They are. They are.
Huge teddy bear heart.
They are manly guys, but they are the softest.
Sweetest.
What I have found 99% of the time, you get up to these big bad boys. Yes, you want them to be your friends if anything ever goes down.
That's right.
But I am telling you what, they are the biggest sweethearts known to mankind.
They are just the sweetest guys. They got these, you know, they're...
It's a front.
It is. Yeah. But, you know, and you look at what the bikers did when they went to Washington, D.C. They showed more heart over this country than you see in the quote-unquote professed Church of America.
Matter of fact, I believe it was Mike that we were just listening to out in Bakersfield, California, that told me the bikers that showed up in D.C., remember when all the camera systems fell down, my friends?
Yes, that's a shame.
1.7 million bikers were there rocking D.C. And in D.C., the feds lied to the American people and said the camera system went down. It was
what
like
a joke.
It was like years ago when they had that commemoration for Martin Luther King on August, I believe it was 2012. Was it 2012? Are you piecing me again, Chase?
Oh, you want to
Okay, it was 2012. There was 500,000 people that showed up. But for some reason, friends, the camera system failed.
That's too bad.
But this is why you have the Sons of Liberty, to let you know, folks, they ain't winning, because if they were, then why did they got to lie?
You know,
that's a Saul Alinsky tactic. Let them believe that there's more than... We really are.
The Patriot Bikers of America have done more for this country and showed more heart when they went out there and did their drive than you've seen from quote-unquote politicians who are supposed to be our statesmen and representatives that we've ever seen from them. I would say, for sure, within this decade. You look, you got some good people in there, but these guys went out there, they showed their heart, they stood up for America, and it's awesome to see. And thank you for coming out and supporting Bradley and the Sons of Liberty out there in California. I think it was outstanding.
He was great.
Yeah.
They were all great. As a matter of fact, I had a preacher in the back, and I was talking about real grace. Some of the stuff that I talk about, you know, on the Sons of Liberty radio here. And he's in the back with both of his hands like he's throwing something up. He was so excited. And then all of a sudden, I heard a well. You know, one of those, amen.
Yep.
It's like, okay, now we're going to start having some black church here, friends.
That's right.
We got so much to talk about. We got so much to cover over the last week. Steph, you had brought up the fact that we did tea parties. We did one in Vista. We did one in Bakersfield.
Yep.
We did television in San Diego. We did...
The Dove TV.
Yeah, we did Dove TV, which was national. That was great stuff. That's a James Dobson's outlet. And then we did Radio in the Hood with Brother Jesse Lee Peterson, and that was great. We're going
to
talk about that, because I want to get my listeners on the radio, and I want to ask them, what is it that you hear without me saying what I know I heard? 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Folks, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hey, Chase, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You want to let everybody know how they can see us live?
Yes. Well, if you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and go to our store page, you can become a son or daughter of Liberty, become a member of the team, and get our live video stream 6 days a week. Whenever we do live radio here in studio, we got the video feed up and running.
Okay. Exclusively yours.
And by the way, again, friends, you guys are rocking GCN's gauge right now. Top GCN live streams. You got us up on top by about 70% right now. So we appreciate that.
Amen. By the way, that phone number, when I was talking about the Junkyard Profit package last time, we're going to highlight this for the week. If you want to go ahead and order, the responses on that are overwhelming. Great songs, great performance, great drum sound. That's Icky Levy. He's the president of DC California and Soul Tone Cymbals. Todd Duane, who is a guitar guru here on Shrapnel Records, says, massive grooves and killer tunes. Another one said, this track, Remember Me, smokes. Junkyard Prophet has the ferocity and musical chops of Dragon Force and the crunch, melody, and pop sensibility of Linkin Park. This fits every rock playlist.
What does, like, ferocity mean?
Ferocity, like, rrr, like you guys
I
are,
know
like,
what
in
it means,
face.
Wife. I'm just kind of asking you the question just so you can kind of convey it over to the people.
Well, I think a grr is a good way to convey ferocity. Just kind of, like, make your face that mad face.
I am woman, watch me roar.
Right. But if you want to get it, please do call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or you can go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com, shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. While you're there, you can become a son or daughter of Liberty, get up, sign up for your live stream, and also you can go ahead and get the Junkyard Prophet package. So we're excited about that. Get some good music, good Christian, solid Christian music, not cheesy,
loud,
not
skillfully,
not, da, 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 put you to sleep, yeah, in yeah, your face, wake up the dead church, great music.
Amen. Folks, again, go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, getting some responses, quite a bit of them. Just posted Focus today with Perry Atkins, and if you'd like to check that out, Atkinson, there you go, from Dove TV. It was a great interview. A great interview. They were broadcasting out of Oregon. It was a nationwide television program. I Skyped it. So check it out. It's posted. As well, do we have several pictures from the NAM? We talked about, well, several. Well, you even got the pictures of the cars. Obey and they will come, I wrote. And I like that. And then we got some pictures with the Sons of Liberty. And then we even got some pictures of me. I was walking through Disneyland. It was kind of a parkway, and I was tracking their employees, which was cool. And then I got another picture of a kid. He had his hair up. He called himself Flock.
You got
Have you seen this?
I'm looking at it right now. It's
like,
a little bizarre.
What did you do? I mean, he's got like egg yolk in his hair or something, but he's got it straight up. I seen him, and I looked at him, and I pointed my finger at him, and I was going, get over here.
Yeah.
And he looked at me, and I said, dude, I can't walk by and not take a picture with you.
It's not like the guy's not trying to get some attention anyway.
Of course he is.
Like bleach blonde hair sticking straight up on end. And
They're called rock antics.
Oh,
okay, just so you know.
That's exciting. Well, you know, I do have to say, if you want to stay plugged in with the Sons of Liberty, sign up for our weekly newsletter via email. You'll get Bradley's columns.
Folks, this is some exciting times.
It is fun.
It's time to be a part of changing your country for the right reasons called reformation. Not change. We want, the only change we want is reclamation to our founding documents.
That's right. Amen. Exactly right. Influencing the influences. How many politicians or, you know, church people, quote
got
unquote,
some pictures of them confronting those guys at Vista, California, by the way. They didn't like it. One of them did not like me asking him questions.
I'm sure.
He
probably
just
not.
Didn't like it.
It's like,
but I didn't ask.
What's a guy like you with long hair and tattoos? What in the world could you possibly have to teach me?
Something you don't know.
A humility?
Called testimony.
No,
it was called going through the school of hard knocks. What is the testimony of Jesus Christ? It's the gift of prophecy. And what is the gift of prophecy? The testimony of Jesus Christ. I don't like to be around people that have a whole head knowledge, whole lot of head knowledge that don't have any heart understanding.
And you know, that's exactly right. When you look at it, think, how many of these politicians have a great influence upon the younger generations today? If you look
None.
At you
that's,
talk to
that, a, that's the question you want to ask those that say, what kind of an influence would you have on our generation? Well, let me ask you, what is your influence? Everybody looks at you as a reproach.
Yeah, that's exactly
And what
right.
is the fruit of your reproach other than the fact that you're up here trying to convince everybody about what you're going to do? I'm not doing that. I'm just showing you what I have done.
That's exactly right. You know, when you talk to a young person, I don't care, college age, whatever, even older folks, you say, listen, can you name the state representatives from your state? I mean, could you tell me, you know, who serves you in the Senate? And, you know, and some of these people can't even tell you when Barack Hussein Obama was running for president. We went out and interviewed some kids. Well, I shouldn't say kids.
Students.
At
Honey,
their kids
until they're like 25 to 35 years old
there
in America
go.
For some reason.
I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, so we interviewed these students, and one of the kids, students couldn't even say who Barack Obama was running against. That's how so far out of the loop these kids are. When you look at them and say, okay, you look at a kid walking down the street, what is he influenced by? His favorite rock musician, his favorite movie star,
That's
his
right.
favorite, you know, basketball player. They're not influenced by us congressman so-and-so and, you know, so-and-so, representative so-and-so, which is a shame to say if they were good statesmen. But what we're doing is we're actually influencing those influencers. We're getting the gospel, the true gospel of Jesus Christ in their hands. And you should see these pictures when you go on Sons of Liberty. They intently look like, wow, what is that? We show a pink and blue card, which basically you hold them close together. The blue one looks bigger. Then you flip them around. Then all of a sudden the pink one looks bigger.
Don't give it away, though.
It looks like, I won't say.
Okay.
It looks like, you know, you're doing this big magic thing. People are like, huh, what is that all about? They're intently looking, and then they want these, and it's got the gospel on it. Not the cheesy Jesus loves you. No, it's the way of salvation.
He does love you, but through a demonstration.
That's exactly right. Yes. I mean, because so many times people say, well, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Well, listen, God does love you by what he did for you on the cross, but as to your wonderful plan, if your life's going to be wonderful, you'd have to ask, you know, Paul and the disciples about how wonderful
it's
going to be.
Suppose they got their credentials from? From the Holy Ghost?
That's right. The school of hard knocks?
They didn't get it from man, did they? Because it's not man that ordains man. It's God that ordains man. And it's God that makes men what they are. Not men.
As the Bible says, they perceive that they were ignorant men and unlearned men, but they perceive that they are with Jesus.
That's
all that mattered to them.
Yes. And what did Jesus say? He said, Father, I thank you, Lord of heaven, that you withheld it from the wise and the prudent, but you've given it unto babes. Amen.
Amen.
And the child was the standard of heaven, not the politician. You know, folks, what I have found is the smartest in the system that we know of, in so many ways, it's not that they're not smart, but when it comes to common sense, they're the stupidest people out there.
Mm-hmm.
They really are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of talking about it, why don't we just bring about resolve and going back to what's already written so we don't have to rewrite.
Yep.
Folks, that's all we have to do is go back to what's already there.
That's exactly right.
How hard is that?
Yeah. One more thing before you turn the subject.
Steph, what was that?
I was going to say one more thing before you flip the subject.
Well, I'm asking you a question. What was
Well, I was going to say something, but I'll just finish it up.
You ever notice when you go to a hotel? Or a hotel, or you go to a store, or you go to a restaurant, and let's just go to the restaurant one. Unless the waitress comes up and says, would you like something to drink, or? It's like everywhere you go. So you got to stop and say, ma'am, can you tell me when you say what do you mean by
Or, you know, like people say on the phone, bye-bye. I had one of the kids ask me.
No. I'm not talking about bye-bye now. I'm not talking about bye-bye now. I'm talking about You hear it all the time. Sir, what would you like with that hamburger? Would you like lettuce Ma'am, what do you mean by
Or what's lettuce?
No, friends. Tell me I'm not telling you the truth right now. Just listen to a waitress when you go up to them, or someone that serves you at a counter, at a store, wherever you go. They'll suggest something, and then they'll say in between what they're suggesting.
I know what you're saying. And now
okay,
this
is
week,
a word? That's what everybody wants to know
this
right
week,
now.
This week, everybody that listens to the show is going to hear about 50 times.
Oh, look at this.
It's a word?
It's a word.
No, that's E-R-R. Would be E-R.
No, is E-R-R-O-R.
Oh, I guess you're right.
Wow.
Sorry.
No, that wasn't good.
I said Stephanie, E-R-R. Hey, looks like air, like King
Stop.
James
Talk
version.
To the hand. Talk to the hand. Sit yourself down. Okay, no, just hang on a second. Okay? It's a verb. Be mistaken or incorrect, make a mistake.
Isn't that error?
It is.
It's like the King James word for error.
You know, this is great. You've been redeemed.
Yeah,
I think we're both right.
I think we are both right. Because
look at her. She is digging.
Error.
She's digging deep right now.
No,
honey, just make sure you put the dirt back into the hole so you don't fall.
Hold on. The definition did save me because it says being in error. Is that right?
Yeah.
Mistake.
No. The judge had erred in ruling that the evidence was inadmissible.
Okay.
Yes.
So
synonyms. Make a mistake, be wrong, be in error. Well, we're both right.
That's right. We're both right.
But when we go to a restaurant and the waitress says, would you like onions on that?
Sir,
would you like a Coke or a Sprite? It's so many errs. Remember that one time, as a matter of fact, when we were at John Quincy Adams Church in Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Right before Christmas?
Yes.
Buggy caught. Hey, Sam. Hey, get on the air with me really quick. What was it that lady kept saying that I literally, if I had an egg, I would have threw it at her? Is that what she was saying?
Yeah.
She said so many times I felt like going down to the fast food restaurant and getting her some food. I thought she was starving to death. Get it?
Yeah.
Like, that looks good. Buggy used to do that, but yes.
I think lots of times people say, so I was thinking that we could, and that's really annoying on the radio, have to say.
Okay.
If people say, so we're going to, a little bit later I'll be talking to, it's like you got to get out
goodness.
The
Yeah, and you know why they do that? It's a cover. It's a protective measure because they don't want to fail on the radio. See, live radio is live radio.
That's true.
Okay?
And no room for errors.
No.
Errors, huh? Like how I tied that in there?
Hey, no pun intended.
Right. I didn't even realize I was doing that.
No, I didn't.
Okay, we can switch topics now. I was going to actually say something to round up that last thing that we were talking about, but I'll say real quick. I remember watching a YouTube video where an alien comes down, right? And the guy from America is trying to explain to the alien our system of government. And he was saying, so you know what these politicians lie. And he's like, the American's like, well, yes. And you let them get away with it? Well, yes. So you know they break the law? Yes. And so you still follow them? Yes. Okay, they take out your taxes and they steal money from you and give to other people, and you allow that?
Not in every case, but yes, I get your point.
So the point is, we're going back and forth with that. It's just the fact that I don't even know where we're going with that, but it was something at the end of what we were talking about.
You're on live radio. You need to at least a little bit know where you're going. Okay. Hey, folks, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and I'm going to ask you, we're going to start playing this radio program that I was on in L.A. just the other day, and I want to see what kind of a message that you derive from this radio program. Be right back.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Now, no offense, wife, but I was just curious, talking to my pretty little princess real quick.
Yes.
Is there anything else you'd like to babble on before I start getting onto my
topic?
No,
I think that's it. I think you were talking about going back to the simplicity of things. And my
simplicity.
Simplicity.
I like that word.
So I was going back to the alien analogy about
that.
How it should be very simple, our form of government. It should be doing what we're doing. And trying to explain to an alien what we do and what we let people get away with didn't really fly with the alien. So we shouldn't be doing that. We need to go back to the simplicity of things and do things. We don't need a new form of government. We need to go back to the form that was given to us in the Constitution.
That's what's cool about
it. Stick to the simplicity. We don't need
to. All we got
to
do is get the broom and dust it off.
Yeah, and maybe obey those 10 commandments rather than man's 10,000 commandments,
right.
We're going to find
out. Okay, let's get over to this really quick. And I'm going to bring this over to the next hour, but folks, I don't want to say I was taken by surprise. I got on Jesse Lee Peterson's radio show in L.A. Walked inside, see Booker T. Washington on the walls, Martin Luther King. I don't know that I seen Frederick Douglass, but I seen a bunch of cool people that really love their country and that really wanted to take a stand against what was going on out there in their country. So I was encouraged when I first got there. Once we got in there, we sat down. And once we sat down, right away, me and Jesse, I've been on a show before, but I wasn't there live before. So right when we got there, I knew for the most part that the listenership was probably going to be a colored audience.
Okay.
Because they were the, you know, you're going to catch on to this real quick. But I didn't know that I was going to be the object of scorn once I started getting into it. But, you know Bradley Dean, right? Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Did that deter me? Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, even during this interview, I looked over at Jesse. I put my hand over the mic, and I said, Jesse,
I'm going to pick a fight.
I like
and
that.
And he looked at me and he says, Bradley, you go ahead and do what you want to do. I said, I'm going to. So this is kind of the fallout, okay? This right. It just we'll just take it in stride. Now, friends, what I want to do is once we get going here, I want you to hear. I want you to tell me what the reoccurring theme is and what this is really about to the callers that called in during the show with me and Jesse, okay? 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Go ahead and play that first piece, Chase.
Amazing. I want to talk about white fear for a minute here. And I wrote an article way back when, 23 years ago, I said to white Americans, you got to get over the fear of being called racist. Mm-hmm. Because when you have fear, they can control you and do what you want. At that time, they were afraid of Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and others. Mm-hmm. And most white Americans refused to stand up to those folks because of this fear of being called racist. Now, this country is paralyzed by that word. Mm-hmm. That, you know, if you disagree with Obama, you're racist. You heard Oprah Winfrey say that. Mm-hmm. Most people disagree with Obama because he's black,
yeah.
And that racism is not going to end until old white people, you know, die out.
Stop. Did you hear this, friends? So if we stand out against Barack Hussein Obama, then we're racist. We've seen this year after year since this criminal's been in the White House. No question about it. He's using the race card along with Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, wannabe civil rights leaders, when in fact they're uncivil in every sense of the word. Reverend, not of the God of the Bible, friends, reverend of their own movements because it's about them. Now, in saying that, listen to what he said. Oprah Winfrey said that whatever Barack Hussein Obama says, the white people are going to stand up against it, and it's going to continue on until the white people die off.
Can you imagine?
Now, when somebody says something like that, you got to ask the question, if there was such a thing as a racist, because if you go back, friends, you got to keep in mind that it was a good majority of the white folks in this country that voted Barack Hussein Obama into office. So if everybody's racist, then, friends, I got a question for you. How did he get there?
That's right. So we weren't racist when we voted him in, for those people who did.
Right.
But now that he's there and we're disagreeing with what he's doing, the fruit of his administration, then all of a sudden...
We got to be careful with
yes.
this. Some black folks,
that's right.
okay, that are high profile, are playing the race card only to help divide the American people into different demographics. Now listen to this, how we respond. Go for it.
I think, you know, if you believe in God, that you can't have fear, because our battle, first of all, is a spiritual battle between good and evil, right versus wrong, right? And so if we are born of God, the first thing he does is give us perfect love, and he casts out fear. And so I don't understand why white Americans call themselves Christians, but yet they have fear of one word, and that word is racism.
Dietrich Bonhoeffer rightly said, he who fears the face of man does not fear the face of God. He who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man.
Right.
We also got to go back, rewind just a little bit. I think there's a lot of people across the country that were very happy that we had a black president. I was. I thought it was a great sign for America.
I thought it was the wrong one, though. I said in the beginning, do not vote for Barack Obama. He is a liar, first of all.
Right, right.
He can't be trusted. And
right.
voted for him.
Well, I'm talking about the issue of color right now, right?
right?
And we also got to keep in mind that Scripture tells us that all nations are one blood. Jesse,
right.
I'm a white dude. You're a black dude. We both bleed the same color, right?
Yes.
Because we have the same father.
That's right.
So if we're going to be that foolish to fall subject to the games, and the game is this, divide and conquer, that's all this is. I don't know that people are, speaking of Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, I don't know if people are afraid of him. I think people don't really take him all that serious.
Stop. Right when I said that, I knew it was on. Different vibe.
Yep.
The anointing was on. It's time to fight. Now, what was interesting is the fallout right after I said that. Can you just rewind again so friends listening to the Sons of Liberty right now might be able to hear what I just said? Because it really mattered. Now, keep in mind, Jesse's saying that the white folks in America need to quit being afraid of the Jesse Jacksons and the Al Sharptons. Well, I've never felt that. I've never seen that. And so what I did is I confronted that. Now, listen to what I said.
Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, I don't know if people are afraid of them. I think people don't really take them all that serious. And
well,
I think it's dangerous as to what's going on through these individuals.
Yes.
Playing the race card. And one more point. It was actually Trotsky that sat under the Revolutionary Army with Joseph Stalin that... brought forth the word racism.
and racism was used to browbeat dissenters. And if you look at that whole regime, we were talking about totalitarianism. It's only a tool to be used to basically roll over your opposition.
Yes.
And what they want to do is they want to demonize people. And when people wake up to the fact that that's all it is a tool to have it your way.
Yes.
Well, let me ask you a question. Who's breaking the law here? If we're ruled by law and we're ruled by God, I'm on the right side.
That's right.
So,
absolutely,
as John Quincy Adams rightly said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. I don't care if you're black, white, yellow, green. It doesn't matter to me. It's an issue of right and wrong, and that's where people need to put their feet.
Okay. Now, everybody with me?
I'm with
everybody
you.
Up to par? 1-866-233-0747. Come on, folks. I know you're listening. You got to give us a call. I want to know from you, what is it that you're hearing from these callers? That's up.
Yep. And I want to ask, I was just going to say with you, is when you said what's right and wrong, and exactly what MLK said, it's not the color of your skin, but the content of your character.
Amen.
It's what's right and what's wrong, the greatest leader that the black
folks. If you really take a look at that attitude of white and black, isn't that what the colored population, the black population, is actually complaining about? Yet now when you see it, you're seeing the Oprah Winfreys, you're seeing the Al Sharptons, you're seeing the Jesse Jacksons. Use the card, the tool, to divide what they, back in the 50s and 40s and 30s, were trying to eradicate.
Now, question, what if you would make a comment like that when she said racism will basically be over with in God all white people die?
Oh.
What if you said,
let me say this. What would happen? You got to be careful of this.
I know.
Okay?
You can't even say it.
No, I'm not. I'm going to say it.
Right.
Okay, what if there was a white caucus? There's a black caucus.
Right?
You know, I can go down the whole list, but what we want to do is we want to rise above that, because that doesn't belong to this generation. So I'm not going to, in a sense, jump on Oprah's wagon or Al Sharpton's wagon or whatever the case is, because again, if we keep this in mind, we all have the same creator. And once we get back to our creator and realize that all nations are but one blood, that we all bleed the same color, we all got the same daddy.
That's right.
You're my brother just as much as the Spanish guy or the Italian guy or the African guy or the Chinese guy or the Korean guy or the Vietnamese guy. It doesn't matter. We're all in this together, folks. We're all in the same boat. And that was my point that I was making throughout the duration of this whole interview. We just got one topic, but we got a ways to go.
Right.
Okay, go for the
go
next point.
Go to WWE 1100 on AM Dow down
here
in Georgia and talk to Mel. Mel, good
first
morning,
caller.
Sir. You're on with Bradley D.
Peterson.
Yes, sir.
I know you have a guest there. I want to ask your guest a question.
Okay.
All right. Since we have a color president, you were saying that you was glad that we did elect a color president.
Yep.
But don't you know that we had for the he's a president now. Color, black, whatever you want to call him. I call him color.
Color.
But
that must be the suave way of saying black. Folks, we got to take a quick break. Listen, we're going to come back, and you just heard caller Mel. His name is Mel. Folks, he gets real hot on me right after this. By the way, I didn't know that the topic that we were going to be talking about at that radio show was race. So I was taken by surprise. Be right.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.